Beloved creator of all that is, in gratitude, we know the power of the I am. I am, therefore I am. There is no one among us who can deny the power of that eternal presence when spirit and consciousness combine. I am. I am here to be in my joy. I am here to create. I am here in grateful duty through my actions to preserve that which the Almighty has given to the best of my worldly ability. I am for that I am. Powerfully, yet humbly at your service. Let it be so, and so it is.
My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. The hat I'm wearing this evening says Hot Shoe. Hot Shoe in racing is the person that improved their position in the race the most. So not necessarily the winner. In fact, if the winner starts in first and finishes in first, they're nothing in the hot shoe. But if you start 20th and you finish second, you're the hot shoe. And the guy that owned this company, Sebring Motorsports and Hot Shoe, we went to Daytona this year, 1995. And Kyle Petty was driving with our shoes. But in any case, second is the first loser. There is no position after win. They're all just another loser. And that's the position we're in now. We either win this time, right now, or we lose. For how long, I don't know. But we have to win it right now, or we're going to lose. Got to do it. You have to do it for yourself. Nobody can do it for you, and you can't do it alone. Do you see any help in there? Do you see any white hats, any white knights, anybody coming up, fixing up anything for you? No, it's you. You have to nullify bad laws. You have to do it for yourself. You can help other people, but they have to do it themselves. You can't do it for them. Nobody can stand up in your place and say, I'm free. I'm a man on the land, and I am not party to the United States. That's a foreign country. I'm on Oregon. I am not a subdivision of the United States. You have to do that for yourself. I was talking to a Republican big shot the other day. And he says, well, the only thing I see in it is how do you enforce it? Well, how do you enforce it? How do you, as an individual that claims to be a man or a woman on the land and soil of Oregon in a de jure government, how do you enforce it? You enforce it yourself. Jefferson said it, and it's hard for people to understand, but if you're a free man, you nullify whatever the legislature, the executive, or the judiciary do. Because there is no higher authority than a man or a woman on the land and soil of their state or territory without ruler and without subject. Now, I don't know how to explain to you how to gather that thought in and how to own that thought and how to comprehend that if you cannot see yourself as a free man or woman, if you can't see it, and you can't enforce for yourself, who's going to enforce for you? What's that story goes? I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop. Well, that's part of it. But we cannot afford to be first losers. We have to get this job done now. Now, we've been saying for quite a while, returning Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government this year, 2022. Well, let's start out. We found Kate Brown, Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, and Suzanne Bonamici unfit as they were oath breakers and had no honor. So that took care of the executive pretty good. The number one person in the Department of Education and the chief executive officer of Oregon, the state of Oregon, the subdivision of the United States, Inc., having nothing to do with the constitutional Republican form of government that went away November 8th, 1910. So, what we have to do among ourselves is find the people that are the shakers, the movers, the people that actually make things happen, because they either have the authority, influence, money, all of the things that are going to happen to make the outcome lawful for us. We got to get a move on it. So the executive we took care of. Then the executive department, made up of all of the departments and agencies that make up all the rules and regulations that are unconstitutional. There is no authority to tell a man or a woman that he can be an electrician or a plumber or a doctor or counsel at law. There's no authority for that. They do it, but they do it unlawfully. And we all march right behind it and do it. I did until I was 75 years old. I know I had cognitive dissonance as bad as most people die before they're 75. I'm still kicking, so there's got to be a reason. The only thing I can figure out is I still got to wake up every morning and do what work I have to do. And that seems to be this. To the best of my ability, I'm just going to keep plugging at it. So when you take a look at what we're doing Article 3, Amendment 7. Article 3, when you read it, just a second. I hope you can see the bottom left-hand corner of that. It says June 26, 2016. That's when I printed out my copy of the Constitution. And with all of the notes and everything, trying to figure out how this thing goes. And so, going to try and figure a way to get through to as many people as possible that are on the borderline that might actually listen to this. Here's our position paper. Job one is to return Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government this year, 2022, as guaranteed in the United States of America's Constitution circa 1859. Job two. There is no job two. Go back to job one. So, we've been at this for a while. So when we had the grand jury and the grand jury found that all of these agencies and people were breaking the Constitution, we held a trial and we found them guilty. That took care of the entire executive department. We have been unable to find anything in the executive department that is lawful and legitimate. So the next thing is the legislative department. Well, was it January 21 this year or last year? Last year. They broke their oath, 89 out of the 90. Mike Nierman opened the door. But when they did that, they destroyed the legislature on Oregon. All of them were convicted. They have no honor. They broke their oath. They held session with us locked out. Whoever they are, Republican, Democrat, or neutral, they're all guilty. They all did it. One exception, Mike Nierman. Okay, so that takes two of the departments out of the three out of the running. We got around to the judiciary this year. We've been arguing and fighting and tussling and whatever you do when you're going up against a fictitious agency that has no bailee. A constitutional form of government requires that incorporated entities must provide a bailee, somebody with the keys. You got to have a person to transfer the ownership. It's got to be done. It can't be done by a corporation. An incorporated entity doesn't have these. It cannot do the work. Somebody has to do the work for them. So, we started on the judiciary. Charlie took on Martha, the Supreme Court Chief Judge. Probably wrong. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court on Oregon. And Martha couldn't answer Charlie. Martha has no standing. She cannot present or represent herself or the office that she has. We tried several times. She's not forthcoming. In fact, the only person that's forthcoming is Cheryl, the number two, number one now in the State Department for Oregon. They just permitted a bogus election to go on Oregon. We filed papers with the State Department and all of the parties that had a candidate for president in the election in 2020, saying that we know that Kamala Harris was born to two non-American parents on the United States, but she is not a United States citizen, nor the citizen of any state, nor does she have citizenship. She's an anchor baby to two aliens that were not and had no authority to make her an American. She has no authority. She cannot constitutionally fill the seat of vice president. And we told them, we told all five of the departments, the four political parties, the Green, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Libertarians. We told them, their board of directors, each one, in plenty of time, it's your responsibility to denounce Harris and what they're doing in the Democratic Party. And they would not do it. They know, and they wouldn't do it. It's just like, what was this, McCann? Was that it? McCain, John McCain. John McCain refused to challenge the bona fides of Obama, which is not his real name. He was adopted, and his real name won't come. But in any case, he should never have been president, but they let the fraud go through. They have no honor, none of them. You think they do because they sometimes do right by you, but they don't. Every one of the people with authority and responsibility to do the right thing for your peace, safety, and happiness did the wrong thing during the election for president when Barry Satoru was elected under the name of Barack Obama unlawfully, illegitimately. Which brings me to another thing. There's a dictionary being put out. It's called the Free Dictionary Online. And the Free Dictionary Online is changing the definitions of words. I'd like to briefly tell you about de facto. If you look up de facto in Black's Law number 6, it says, in fact, indeed, actually. This phrase is used to characterize an officer, a government, a past action, or a state of affairs which must be accepted for all practical purposes, comma, but is illegal or illegitimate, period. That says it, Black's Law, their dictionary. So then we turn the page over here and we come to de jure, description of a condition in which there has been total compliance with all requirements of law, of right, legitimate, lawful, by right, and just title. That's us. That's Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution. That's what we are. We are the de jure. So the de facto is Kate Brown and the Salem oligarchy, which is a division, a subdivision of the United States, and which has made most or all the counties, they play games, subdivisions of the state, and the chartered cities make themselves subdivisions of the counties. It's all bogus and it's all color of law. Lots of us have looked for some place where we can save something out of this. From the sheriffs, the presiding judges of all the circuit courts in all the counties, and the district attorneys. Well, the judiciary is unlawful and illegitimate, and the grand jury found that to be the case, and we're trying them in an Article 3, Amendment 7 court of record from our constitutionally correct civilian court. We're doing that December 4th, I believe it is. And before the end of the year, we will have changed the de facto government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary out of Oregon. They have no place, lawfully and legitimately. That's what we've done. Now, to execute that, to make it happen, to make the frog jump out of the water, that's going to be difficult. Especially when you have the free dictionary taking de facto and de jure and muddling the definition of the two, like spreading two dissimilar things together until you get one color. They want to make de facto and de jure just about the same thing. Just like, well, the city of Beaverton and Beaverton City is the same. No, it's not. Beaverton City got a charter from the state of Oregon when it was still the state of Oregon. And that charter made the people in Beaverton the only ones that could change that charter. Now, I doubt seriously that that charter was lawfully changed by the city of Beaverton, which is the de facto incorporated governance of the former Beaverton City with a charter to operate, now a subdivision of Washington County. That's been happening over and over, all over the state. They take away your unalienable rights when you're not looking. And then if they have a proper, benevolent form of martial law in place, most people don't even know it. And if it gets really bad, then it winds up in court. But then there's so many people that say, well, on the Second Amendment, there wasn't any 50 caliber machine guns when they wrote that up. And I'm sure that when they wrote that up, they would have made the exception that an individual Oregonian doesn't need a tank or mortars or 105 howitzer or 50 caliber submachine guns. They just don't need it. So we'll make a rule saying you don't get to have one, and thereby breaking their oath, because the Second Amendment says shall not infringe. And they didn't care whether it was a musket with rifling in the barrel, whether it was a double barrel. They didn't care. The ability to arm yourself is part of our constitutional republic. You cannot have everything else if you don't have the second. So they put the first in, and we did the first. We took ourselves and assembled. Then we petitioned those that should have been the ones taking care of peace, safety, and happiness for us, and they didn't. They accepted that they acquiesced and they had no honor and they had lost their position of trust. And we found them guilty. So we did that executive, we did that legislative, and we've already found them by grand jury. And that's sufficient. But we're going to take the grand jury's finding as a true bill to a petite jury and ask, are they guilty? Are they guilty of misprison of felony? Do they have the opportunity to correct? Yes, they do. Everybody has the opportunity to correct. Now, they can correct and ask forgiveness and do all that stuff, and who knows? They can correct and act arrogant, and who knows? But they will take a proper oath to a proper constitution before they take office, or we will have to remove them from office because they are not lawfully legitimately there. They can no longer hold that position. And that holds true for every one of those judges that was elected without any opposition, which is not reasonable. It's a total failure of our system to have that happen, but it happens. So when we're reading what we're doing, and we cannot find any error in what we're doing, and we take this information and we put it in front of all of the DOJ, FBI, and U.S. Marshals, and the Marine Corps, and everybody else in the federal incorporated governance that you want to, and they have no answer. They are silent. They acquiesce. We are right, and they have no way to respond. That's federally. Then on Oregon, we did the same thing. They have no way to respond. We hold grand jury meetings in downtown Portland at noon on Monday in front of the Marco Hatfield and the courthouse. And they send two young women that are park rangers and ask us, would you like to have a permit? No, free people don't need a permit. And they went away. We told all of them, marshals, FBI, sheriffs, state police, district attorneys, all of them knew what we were going to do, and they acquiesce. If they were right, don't you think they would come after us, do something? They went after the nine in Colorado. They were doing things. Yep. Something must be right. It's the only thing I can figure out. Then I say enough must be right that they can't figure a way to go after us. So they don't. Then people say, yeah, but Ron, how are we going to enforce it? And it comes right back to the same thing. You have to do it. If you can't get the mindset straight in your own head and handle the consequences of making that decision and having enough principles to actually stand up for yourself, then you'll be one of those that doesn't get to do it. You get to be a coward and stand and snivel over in the corner. And when it's done, then you can march in the parade. Yep. And if you take the proper oath and maintain your position in the de jure government, you'll be just fine until somebody comes along and says, just like they did after World War II, that person over there is guilty of this, 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 and this. And if that person over there happens to be the sheriff, the DA, or the presiding judge, doesn't make any difference. Yeah, but I said I was sorry and I took a new oath. Yeah, but you did. And we're glad you did that. However, when you were acting unlawfully and illegitimately, and knowing you were doing it, you did all of these things. And now you have to atone for that. And that's going to be how it is. There is no higher authority than you and me. Now, I'm sure about me, but I'm not sure about you. You're not even sure about yourself. If you were, I'd know your name. I'd know who you are. You would have made yourself known to the Jural Assembly of Oregon and Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution. I wish Cynthia was here. She likes to read this. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, and we have formed a social compact, are equal in right, that all power is inherent to the people, not some of it, all of it. We designate responsibilities to agencies, people, and government, not incorporated governance. And all free governments are not incorporated, are founded on their authority. Whose authority? Our authority, me and you. And instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. The only reason they exist is for our peace, safety, and happiness. Now, that's hard for people to comprehend. If your whole life, from high school, through the Navy, through all the jobs, through working in the corporate America, having a driver's license, licensing cars and trucks and boats and airplanes, having a contractor's license in 3 states, licensing all kinds of things. All of it completely unnecessary and putting themselves in front of your peace, safety, and happiness for their benefit. I propose, and there's a whole lot that agree with me, that more evil and wickedness has been done in the name of government than has been done in the name of anything else except maybe God. They just are incredible in what they think they can do and the authority and the power that they have supposedly. So, I quit paying taxes in 2013, lawfully. I quit getting a driver's license in 2016. They put me in jail in 2017 for it. Doesn't make any difference whether I was right and the law was broken. None of that makes any difference. Their authority was enough. Ron, if you say jurisdiction one more time, I'm going to put you in jail for contempt. That's pretty clear. If you don't like it, take it up with the appellate court. That was pretty clear. If you wind up on their side of the bar, they have you in their jurisdiction. Unless maybe they want to agree that you're there by special appearance. But what if they tell the cop at the back of the room, I don't see any special appearance here. Put that guy in jail. They will. You have to be able to take care of yourself, and you can do that from this side of the bar. But you have to be careful on that too, because Terry Tressel stood up in Florida and said, I'm here, and the judge refused to see him. And they arrested him, and they tried him, and he died in prison. There are so many people that do not comprehend they're acting like persons and think they have all of the unalienable rights of the Constitution, and they have the privileges of the 14th Amendment, which, by the way, is not lawful and legitimate. There is no evidence available that it was ever ratified, same as the 13th that they have there now. No evidence available. And when you look at it very closely, there is no evidence available that we have been in anything other than martial law since March 1861, except on Oregon. They have to abide by their laws. That's what they say. They don't, but they say they have to, and sometimes they even will, and this is the time when they must. They must comprehend. It's now. There is no put it off until tomorrow. You have to make the decision. What are you going to do? We hope that you'll find your Jural Assembly on your state. On Oregon, we want you to come to us. If you think we're wrong and you want to do it yourself, well, do it yourself. We're not the end-all, know-all. We'll even help you. There's no article that says that the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly is the only one that can do this. We're just the only one that did it. Now, as soon as they made martial law, the Lieber Code, and Lincoln, they couldn't hold it. Because the Supreme Court took martial law away from them. With the caveat, if there is a civilian court of record on the land, then martial law cannot exist. That's pretty clear. That's their law from their Supreme Court for their martial law. So the martial law, the Libra Code, and FEMA were all nullified by the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, circa 1859. The one Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction in Article 3, and the court whose jury has a verdict without an appeal in law. That's who we are. We're also Oregon's well-regulated Second Amendment. We went to the effort and the trouble to do all of that. And when we did all of that, there was not one rebuttal. Nobody rebutted a single thing. They have no honor. They have no courage. We can't do it by ourselves. But we can't do it for you. And you have to do it for yourself. And I'm trying. No, I am doing the job to the best of my ability to put this information in your head so that you can comprehend. Anarchy means no ruler. It does not mean no government. Government can be very good. Government, free governments, are founded on our authority. I think it's a good idea to have an army and a navy in case the bad guys come. And the bad guys have come. Of course, our side pretends the bad guys came. And most of the people don't know it. And Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens is credited with this thought. It's easier to fool a man than the second time than to convince him he was fooled the first time. And I put that to you for almost every one of the retired military. They think the military and the United States is right on. And they are dead wrong. And I did 3 years, 11 months, and 28 days in the Navy, and I know they didn't even discharge me when my time was up. They, without my knowledge, transferred me to an inactive Navy fighter squadron. I didn't know it. Anna von Ritz told me, she said, "You just think you were discharged. You weren't." Then she gave me a number, and the number turned out to be a Coast Guard number, not a Navy number, but a retired chief in Millington, Tennessee said to me, "That's a Coast Guard number. What you're looking for is blah, 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 blah." Well, took me over 2 years to get a piece of paper from the Navy saying, "Yeah, you were discharged." I wasn't. I got the document in my hand saying that I wasn't. But they say, "You just misread it." In the square where it says honorable, it doesn't say discharged from the Navy. The Navy lies. And I think they do it on purpose with malintent. The military industrial complex is in and it's working. We have to stop that. On Oregon, it's pretty easy. We don't have any bases, forts, ports, naval yards, training facilities, bombing areas. We don't have any of that on Oregon. It's all over Washington. Oregon doesn't have any. California, Nevada has plenty. Arizona has a bunch. Texas has a bunch. They're all over. But there isn't any on Oregon. They didn't build any missile sites here. They didn't put any SAC bases here. They didn't put any naval yards here. I don't know why. It'd be interesting to find out. But I looked it up. There's only one other state that's the same way. The other state I can't remember right now. So, what we need at this particular time is to contact your friends and family in the various states and explain to them a little bit. I'm going to try and write up a paragraph that explains it really well so that you can look it up and show it to people that don't believe you. And I have a good friend that doesn't believe me. I have family members that don't believe me, but they won't look it up. People are afraid to find out. They don't want to know they were fooled that Vietnam was a hoax. They don't want to know that this pandemic that's upon us and has been for 2 years is a construct that somebody owns a patent on, that is all to help execute the plan that was chiseled in stone at the Georgia Guidestones, which are gone now. The evidence is gone. Now all they have to do is wipe it off the internet and it never happened. And that's what they do. Just like the Free Dictionary is muddling the difference between de facto and de jure. And there is no muddling of the difference. The difference is perfectly clear. Bogus, illegal, and illegitimate, lawful, and correct. And that's what we're doing. Not one of all of the people that are opposed to us has offered any rebuttal. I can't even get a verbal rebuttal, much less something in written form. We recently notified four of the 36 counties through their presiding judge, DA, and police what we were doing and what was going on. And they have the opportunity to self-correct or they'll be removed. And how do you do that? Simple. You just follow the law. It's incontrovertible. Just like when the legislators met without us in the building. You cannot write a rule, a regulation, or a statute and wipe out the Oregon Constitution. I think it's Article 14. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. That says we're supposed to be present whenever any law is being made. And we weren't. You can't just paper over that. Every one of those people in that position was a person acting illegitimately. And after they acted illegitimately and continued to do so for quite a while, Then they were all notified several times over. And then several of them ran for office again. When they run for office again, that's treason. That's war upon the people and the contract that they abided by, allegedly. But they won't do the job. People say, yeah, but Ron, this Republican or that Republican is really, they're really good people. Yeah, well, they could be, but they're also liars. And they defrauded me. And they broke their oath. They have no honor. Now, how can you be good people with that? I can't figure it out. There's no way that Kate Brown can do anything to make herself good people. It's impossible. Incontrovertible evidence. There is no debate when there's incontrovertible evidence in the public domain that these people have voted for those things that break their oath. And they did it with impunity for years. We're not the first group to come down this road. But the others that went down this road didn't get this far. And we're standing on their shoulders. And you may be standing on our shoulders before this is all done. But this year, we will have eliminated the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary on Oregon lawfully. We will have removed lawfully the de facto form of governance and returned Oregon to a constitutional Republican form of government. Just us, just folks, Oregonians, just like yourself, several hundred of us. And that's just about all I've got to say. I don't know how long that's taken, but if I haven't filled in all my time, I'd like to call on Mookini 301 or Mookini 303. And I don't remember which. And I was looking just a little while ago and I couldn't find the same place that I found once before. But when you look up Mookini 301 or 303, you'll find that the legislature, Congress, made a law that informs the reader that any court whose name begins with the United States is not an Article III court. And that's the only court that can have jurisdiction over a man or a woman against the state constitutionally. And they're required to provide an Article III court on the county. But when you read it real close, it's not them that has to provide. It's us that has to provide. They can only do for Washington, D.C., that dirt and ports, forts, and legal buildings around the nation. That's where the United States is. They have zero authority over me and you. But we've been pretending in color of law for a really long time that they do. And it's mindset. If you want to be a slave, go right ahead. If you find out that you have been in a benevolent form of martial law that made you a slave, and it is now turned malevolent and you woke up? Well, then come and join us. Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. www.orsja.org. William put us up a good site. It's kind of utilitarian. We don't have a lot of graphics and wonderful things like in a Cecil B. DeMille production. You see some of these folks on YouTube? They put on a YouTube channel to give us information, but they start out like it's a Hollywood production. I don't get it. I think they're all trapped in the de facto and can't get out. Just like Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association. He stepped down from the CEO spot. They have a new CEO. So when you go to Sheriff Mack at the Constitutional and Peace Officers Association, you'll find out that the founder is retired. He kept all the stock and the authority, but he has hired help to do the work for him. And his work is almost totally wrong. The concept is good. What he talks about is good. But what actually happens doesn't meet specifications. It's all play pretend. Since March 1861, play pretend. On Oregon since November 8th, 1910. Play pretend. Void it. Nullify it. You have to do it. Nobody can do it for you, and you have to do it yourself. Every one of us, and we all need help because we can't do it alone. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air. And I fought. I swear to God. He's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. They shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.